大家好 ，Good afternoon。
大家好，下午好。
听唔到？听到啊？听到。So next week will be the Cantonese Sunday。
下一周是广东话的聚会哦。
And I can take a day, a week off。
我终于可以休假一天了。
So, because Pastor Tony will be here。
因为 Tony 牧师会来跟大家讲道。
Don't, I don't know how many of you know that in 2 weeks' time is Easter.
你们知不知道两周以后就是复活节呢
？Yeah, Easter is a very important time for us.
复活节对我们来说是很重要的。
And like all the other years, we're going to spend time worshiping and praying.
和往常一样呢，我们会要花时间一起来赞美和祷告。
So、the message will be very short.
所以我的讲道会比较短的。
But I believe that day we will have a real, tangible.Fellowship with the Lord.
我相信那一天呢，我们会跟主有那碰得着的接触和感动。
And also, we'll be having our communion.
而且呢，我们也会有圣餐的聚会。
Amen. So last week we were talking about God Jesus as the mediator.
那上一周呢，我们讲到了主耶稣是中保或者是中间人。
And so God can have what He wants.
那神呢，又能够得到他想要的。
And we can have what we want.
那我们人呢，也能得到我们想要的。
And so today I want to talk to you about the cross.
那今天我们的专注点就是十字架。
Christ Himself crucified.
基督并他钉十字架。
Now the secret in a Christian life is to know what Christ has done for you and me on the cross.
那在基督信仰最核心的东西，就是要知道耶稣在十字架上为你我做了什么。
You know, the government says that every year there are billions and billions of pounds in the treasury that are supposed to be claimed by people.
你知道，就是我们的政府说，在他们的那个财政里面，大概是百万百万的钱呢，就是被人们所
索取拥有。There's a lot of money there that are for people to claim.
那些钱是给人呢去索取要的。
And the reason why it is not claimed because people don't know you can claim.
那其实很多人都没有去要，是因为他们都不知道我连要的这个权利都不知道。
And so Jesus has won for us, has gained for us a huge blessing.
那主耶稣呢，其实是为我们争取了一个好大的祝福。
But very few Christians actually know what that is.
但是不是很多基督徒都真的明白那些祝福到底是什么。
If you don't know what it is, you don't know what to claim.
那如果连知都不知道是什么的话，那去索取也不知道要什么，对不对？
The worst thing is you will go to heaven and then find out.
那最差的就是你要到了上天堂，你才发现原来我有这么多东西可以拿的。
You and I could have had a different life.
你和我竟然可以是过一个完全不一样的生活的。
Amen.Especially a relationship with God that it can be far, far more tangible and more meaningful.
那和神的那种亲密关系，真的可以是亲密到能感触到的那种亲密。
Especially we have feeling that God is not with us.
我们有时经常会觉得神跟我们没有同在啊。
But in fact, He's always with us.
但事实上是一直同在的。
And that is one of the blessings of the cross.
这就是我们要了解十字架上的祝福是什么。
That Christ has reconciled us.To God.
神是怎么样让我们跟父神和好？基督是怎么叫我们父好和好的
？But don't just let it stop there.
不要让我们的理解就只停留在这个层面哦。
The throne room now is accessible to us.
现在我们知道这个宝座的房间，我们是随时可以进出的。
By our spirit, we can enter that place.
在灵里面，我们就可以直接进入这宝座之地。
And we can communicate and encounter God in a special way.
我们可以跟神沟通，可以跟神相遇，有那特别的相遇时间。
And that will transform your Christian life.
这个会改变我们整个基督的信仰的认知。
It is very difficult to explain what that is unless you go there yourself.
除非你真的自己跟神有这种相遇的这种感受，要不然真的是靠言语很难讲清楚。
And so in Easter, every time when we speak about the cross of Jesus Christ.
每当复活节，我们一旦谈到十字架的时候
，Today I want to say to you, the cross brings a revelation.
今天我想跟大家说的是，十字架给我们带来启示。
You know, a revelation of God's glory and majesty won't really help us that much.
其实，光是知道神的那种王啊、王位啊和这种荣耀，可能不觉得对我们每天的生活有什么帮助。
Because it doesn't matter what religion you are, you expect. Your God, your idol, to be glorious and magnificent.
不管你是信什么样的宗教也好，你都会说你的神是这样的伟大呀，这样的荣耀。
Greater than our human beings.
比我们人反正都要厉害多了，就是。
And that's why we worship them.
这是为什么我们才说我们去敬拜这样的
神。So to try and understand the glory and the majesty of God.To us, is not to a Christian, is not the most important.
所以，如果仅仅只是专注在神的这个王位啊和神的荣耀这种东西的话，可能不是最核心的东西。
It is important, but it's not going to really hit you.
虽然很重要，但是你又会觉得跟你每天日常的生活就是没有发生什么关系。
Amen.Because you expect him to be majestic, you expect him to be glorious.
因为你就觉得他就应该是一个万王之王啊，他就应该是荣耀的。
But for Christians to see the cross is a revelation that no other religion reveals.
但是作为基督徒，如果真的看清了、看见了那个十字架的功效的话，这是其他宗教做不到的。
Because when we look at a God who is majestic and glorious.His attributes is one of power and authority.
所以当你如果只是讲到一个王位上的神啊，很荣耀啊，你就只会看到他的能力啊，看他多么的有荣耀而已。
And you see that in everything that human being worship.
所以只要是人类在敬拜的东西，基本上都是这种属性，是不是？
The attributes of that God is supreme to humans.
就我们就只承认一种属性，就是神反正比人厉害就对了。
But the cross of Jesus Christ reveals something different about God.
但是主耶稣的十字架却能够完全启示到神的另外不为人知的一面。
And that's why when you and I became a Christian, we are confronted by the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以当你我变成基督徒的时候，我们是在十字架上跟主相遇的。
Because it brought an understanding of God to us that's totally surprising and unexpected.
因为这样子的神在我们的眼中就变得完全不是我们期待中的样子。
I certainly were surprised.
我自己都觉得很惊奇。
Because by believing in Jesus, I'm believing in an all-powerful being.
因为我以前就只认为我信耶稣就信一个好大能的神就好了。
And yet, I remember my cell leader showed me a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross.
但我记得那个时候我的小组长就给我看到了这个耶稣挂在十字架上的图画。
That's totally opposite.To what we expect a God to be.
那样的形象和我们想象中的伟大的神的形象是完全有落差的。
What I saw was what I expect a criminal to be.
我当时看到的是我想象的是一个就罪犯才会在那种图画里面的。
And so I was struggling. How can that be God?
我当时看到那样图画的时候就很震惊，说这样子的罪犯怎么当神呢？
And so every Christian, we are confrontedby the cross of Jesus, Jesus hanging on the cross. What are you and I going to do about it?
所以作为我们基督徒，我们要问自己最大一个问题，就是你我的主耶稣基督竟然是在十字架上面，你我要做什么？
And as we get to understand what the cross means,
当我们真的开始明白十字架的功效时，
we begin to see other aspects, other attributes of God.
我们才真的开始认识神的一些与人所不知的属性。
That all other idols, all other gods struggle to even express.
是其他的任何的偶像，所谓的神也好，没有的那种属性。
Because they don't truly have those attributes.
因为他们也就没有那种属性在里面。
Our God is humble.
我们的主是一个谦卑的主。
Our God.Bore the shame for us.
我们的主是为我们承担了羞辱的主。
Our God loves us.
我们的主是爱我们的主。
Our God suffered for us.
我们的主是为你我受苦的主。
Those are His attributes.
这才是我们的主的属性。
Though He is glorious.
就算他是对荣耀的。
Though He is holy.
就算他是圣洁的。
Though He is all powerful.
我们也知道他是全能的。
But when you look at Jesus on the cross, we realize He's not just that.
但是当我们看到十字架上的基督的时候，我们就知道我们的神绝不仅仅如此。
This God that we worship actually truly loves us.
我们所爱的这位神，他是如此的爱我们。
That He's willing to humble Himself.
他竟然都爱到愿意谦卑自己
to live like one of us,
能像人一样的降卑的这样生活
and then to die like a criminal on the cross,
而且竟然愿意像罪犯一样的死在十字架上
suffering the shame and the humiliation,
为我们在这种谦卑和羞辱下为我们承受
that suddenly we realize,
不然我们就意识到
our God is very different.
我们的神这么的不同。
And so it is the cross that transforms our thinking, our understanding of who God is.
是这个十字架让我们改变了我们对普通对神的认知的看见和想法。
And that is why the cross is so important to every Christian. Without the cross, your understanding of God is not going to be right.
所以十字架对于基督徒的信仰多么的重要。如果没有十字架的话，我们对神的解读会是错的。
Every time when you pray to God, every time when you think about God, you have to see God through the lenses of the cross.
每次只要你跟神祷告的时候，你一定要通过十字架的这个眼镜去看神。
For example,
比如说
，Why would God forgive you?
为什么神会原谅你
？When we are wrong.
当我们明明做错了
How can we can expect God to forgive us?
当我们怎么去指望神来原谅我们呢
When we see through the lenses of the cross, we understand why.
当我们借着十字架的镜片来看基督才能看
Why does God care about me in my daily life?
为什么神竟然关心我的日常生
活呢 Why does God care about my small things in life?
为什么神在我生命中那些小心思都竟然关注呢
When you look at a glorious God, you can't understand it. But when you see a God hanging on the cross, you understand.
你要看到一个很荣耀的伟大主，你可能觉得很难理解。可是你要是看到那十字架上的主，你就立刻能体会。
He loves me so much.
因为他这样的爱我。
He cares for me so much.
他爱我，关心我。
Without question, he was willing to give his life for me.
毫无疑问，爱到可以为我们去牺牲，为我们去死。
So therefore, it should reaffirm to every one of our faith.
所以这个可能让我们的信心再次确信。
Whenever you have any doubts,
不管你我有什么样的怀疑
that God cares about my today and yes tomorrow.
但是神却在乎今天和我的明天。
He cares about everything that you care about.
他在乎你所在乎的事情。
And much more.
还有甚至更多。
Amen. It makes sense when you see Jesus on the cross.
所以当你看到主耶稣在十字架上，你就能看懂了。
Because He did all of that so that you can have what.You could not have.
就是因为主耶稣愿意上着十字架，所以你今天才能得到你所从未想过拥
有的。He gave us the blessings that we don't deserve.
他给了我们完全不配得的祝福。
He took away the curses that we should be cursed with.
他拿走了我们本该有的一些诅咒。
He took away our death so that we may have life.
他拿走了我们的死亡，让我们得生命。
If he did all of that,
如果他所做的所有
，He cares about your daily life.
这么大的事情他所谓都在乎的话那更何况你生命中的每件小事他更在乎
Jesus is so confident.
因为耶稣是这样的确信
He take it for granted
很多人 他就想当然
that he says to us don't worry
他就会想到他跟你说不要放心
because this is important to God
因为所有的小事情在神的眼中都是重
要的 that is why he says you don't worry about you tomorrow
这是为什么主耶稣叫我们不要去担忧明天
don't worry about your 10 years time
也更不要担忧十年以后的问题
don't worry about anything in the future
你也不要担心未来将要发生什么
because at the cross
因为在十字架
Jesus has come to us
主耶稣是自己下来找我们的
the Father and yourself have been reconciled
就因为这个举动让我们跟父神和好了
and because you have access to the Father
就让我们可以直接进到父神的面前
and we have a real relationship with God
让我们可以跟我们的神爸爸有一个交流
what's important to you is important to him
所以对你而说什么重要对主来说那也重要
God wants us to be confident about that
神想让我们确定他是这样的爱我们和关心我们
God does not want us to worry about it
神不想让我们去成为一个担忧之人
How many of you have been worrying a lot in the past
你们是不是过去都有很多的担心啊
Notice your worries of the past was today
你没有发现你以前所担心的现在不就是你眼前了吗
Didn't everything work out okay
你有没有发现最后其实都解决了你所担心的
How many of you realize I wasted a lot of energy
你有没有现在回头看看十年前的事情发现我真的浪费了好多时间和精力想这些东西
You see when you look at the cross then you realize you have been reconciled with God
所以看到十字架我们就知道我们和神父神和好了
And so it is through the cross do we interpret the true glory of God.
所以是借着十字架让我们真的能够解读主耶稣的荣耀。
The glory of our Savior.
能解读我们救主的荣耀是什么。
The glory of God is through His suffering.
我们救主的荣耀是受苦。
The power of God is through weakness.
神的大能是通过软弱彰显的。
That's why Paul says, to man, it is foolishness.
所以保罗才说，在人眼中是看为愚拙的。
But to God, it is the power of God.
但是在神却是他的大能。
The cross of God is foolishness to man.
在人看来，十字架是一个愚拙的事情。
We see somebody dying, somebody suffering.
我们看到的竟然是一个死的和受苦的人。
Somebody who seems to be worthless.
好，看到一个完全不值得、不配得的人。
Who society has punished and rejected.
看到这个社会所拒绝、所惩罚的人。
But now, when we look at the cross,
但是现在我们看看十字架。
It's the power of God.
我们看到的是神的大能。
Amen. Christ crucified.
是我们的神，他在钉死在十字架上。
Hallelujah.So brothers and sisters, always remember, we always got to look at the cross in order to understand who God is.
所以我们要一直要记得，要借着十字架的这个眼镜来看耶稣。
And when we understand that it is in His suffering, and it is in His weakness, do we see the power of and the glory of God? Suddenly, we reinterpret our own lives.
所以如果我们能够看见原来主耶稣的荣耀是在他的受苦里，他的得胜是在他的软弱里，那我们就能用同样的方式来解读自己的认知和生命了。
We need to reinterpret what's going on in our lives.
那我们就能够看懂我们自己的人生和生命了。
How about our sorrowful life?
那我这样惨痛的生命又是为了什么？
Our suffering.
我的受苦又是为了什么？
Our weakness.
我的软弱又是为了什么？
Suddenly, we realize, hey, it's not all bad.
其实你会忽然觉得，哎，好像也不是个坏事哦。
Because in my weakness, I have grace.
因为在我的软弱中间，我有恩典。
In my failure, God is with me.
在我的挫败里面，我却感觉到神与我同在。
In my suffering,
在我的受苦中，
I have fellowship with God.
我跟神有一个很好的团契。
Suddenly,
忽然。
Christ's suffering suddenly means something to us.
基督的受苦对我们来说却有那么重大的意义。
Because if that happened to the master,
如果我的主人都有经历这些，
it will reflect in our own lives.
那我们的生命就更是如此。
Suddenly we realize our suffering and our weakness is not something all that bad.
所以我们突然发现我们的受苦和我们的软弱原来都不是坏事哦。
Amen. God can bring strength.God can bring grace in that situation.
神可以给我们带来力量，带来恩典，在我们的光景当中。
So if you feel that you really messed up in life, if you really are lost,
如果你觉得你的一人生活的一团糟，然后你很迷失的话，
and you don't know what's going on in your life at the moment,
你也看不懂自己的人生怎么过成这样子。
Have a look at the cross.
那你就看看十字架。
It looks terrible.
十字架好可怕。
Yes, your life looks terrible at the moment.
是，你也许也觉得你自己的人生过得很糟糕。
It looks like it's in a mess.
感觉到一团乱。
But I tell you,
但是我告诉你，
Jesus has fixed it.
主耶稣已经解决这个问题了。
Amen. He will bring something that is dead back into life.
他把那死的已经变成了活的。
And that is why we believe in a God of miracles.
这才是我们所相信的那做神迹的神。
Because sometimes it is in failure, it is in our suffering, do we find the purpose of our lives?
因为就是在受苦和挫败当中，让我们看到了那人生的目的。
Do we find the meaning of life?
才找到了人生的意义。
Now that we see there's a war going on,
那我们现在也看到有战争的出现。
Everyone around the world now is reinterpreting life.
全世界的人都在想着各种方法来解释生命这个话题。
Everybody now realizes life is not that secure.
每个人都开始觉得，哇，这个生命真的是没有什么安全感的耶。
Everyone now realizes money can't buy all peace and happiness.
人终于意识到了，原来有钱也买不到这些平安和喜乐。
And when you have and when you are in have a disease or you see somebody you love dying, you reinterpret life.
当你自己得到一股重病的时候，然后你看到或者是你看到最亲爱的人的死亡的时候，你会开始重新解读人生和生命。
It reminds us.
它就让我们知道。
That Christ has saved us.
耶稣基督是救
我们的。That our life is secure in Him.
我们的生命在基督里是有安全的。
So every time when we face negative things, all it does is reminds us what Christ has done on the cross for us.
所以每当我们只要有一些看到面对一些负面的事情的时候，我们就会立刻专注看到耶稣在我们生命中做了什么。
Even when I'm dying,
就算我要死了，
at least I say I'm saved.
但是我可以确定的说，我得救了。
I live on.
我可以继续活下去。
And the eternal life becomes real.
这永生就变成了真实的事情。
And that is why sometimes it is only in that situation do we see the reality of eternity.
其实就是在这种光景中间，我们才看到永生的那个事实。
And this is what God is confronting the world.
这就是神想让全世界来面对的事情。
The disciple wanted to see a Jesus that would take over and conquer the Romans.
那些使徒们起码很想看到的主和他们想象的那个当时的主是不一样的，他们是希望能够征服罗马政府的主。
They expected Jesus to come with a kingdom, with an army.
他希望主耶稣是作为一个真正的国家来这样子出现，然后还有军队的。
That's what the disciples wanted to see, and that's what we want to see.
这是他的十二使徒一直想看见的，然后也是我们一直以为一个神该有的样子。
That's not what God wants you to see.
但是神并不是这样的。
That's not what He wants you to see.
他也不是想让你这样来看他的。
What he wants the world and us to see is a cross.
所以神想让你我看见的和世界看见的是那十字架。
And that's the message of God.
那才是主耶稣的真正的核心的主题。
And if we can go from seeing it as foolishness to see it as the power of God unto salvation, then we.
如果我们有一天能够把解读十字架成为愚拙，而变成这是神的大能真正看见的时候，我们真的救了。那我们就真的看到神的荣耀了。
Then we have understood the power of God.
那我们就真的明白神的大能了。
Even the devil couldn't understand it.
因为魔鬼都看不清这大能从哪来。
Amen. It's only after when we become a Christian that we suddenly realize what a powerful thing.That Jesus has done.
只有当我们真的信了主以后，我们才突然看到如此的大能，耶稣基督竟是在十字架上完成的。
Amen. And so the cross is not just a tragedy, but it's actually a victory.
所以十字架不是一个悲剧，它是得胜。
Amen. And so when we look at Matthew chapter 27,
所以我们来看马太福音二十七章四十六节。
I want to begin with by correcting a misunderstanding of a common misunderstanding in church.
那我在这里呢，先要首先解除大家对这个经文常有的一个误会。
That when Jesus cried out these words,
当耶稣大声高喊的这些话
，What does he mean?
是什么意思呢
？In chapter 27, Matthew, verse 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying.Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
约在下午三点钟，耶稣大声高喊说：“以利，以利，撒拉玛撒巴克大尼。”就是在说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？”My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？Those words sounds like defeat.
这样的话语听起来好像是一种失败的感觉。
Those words sounds like the Father has forsaken Christ.
那让人误会，以为父已经离弃子了。
I heard preachers preach that God turned Himself away, and that the Trinity, and that Jesus was separated from the Trinity.
所以当时很多错误的解读就是神转眼不看耶稣了，然后让把耶稣从三位一体的神中间排除了。
I've heard people say.How Jesus took on all the sins into his life. He became so sinful that God had to turn him away because he had taken on the sins of the world. So therefore, God turned away from Jesus. And then Jesus says,My God, why have you forsaken me?
还有一种错误的解读呢，就是人说所有的罪啊，包括世界上的罪都在耶稣的身上了，所以耶稣已经是罪的不能再罪了，然后神就真的是掩面不看他，想要离开。
How many of you heard that?
你们有没有听过这样类似的解读
？That's actually heresy.
其实这个是异端解读。
You cannot separate the Trinity.
你不可能是从三位一体的神中间
出来。If the Father turns away from Jesus, you are separating the Trinity.
如果你说耶稣转眼不看耶稣的话，你是在说他就不是三位一体中的一位
了吗？The Trinity always stays together. It is because it is three persons in one.
因为三位一体从来就没分开过，三位是一体的。
If you break the Trinity, then there's no more Trinity.
如果你把三位一体把它拆开的话，那就已经打破了最核心的这个信仰。
When Jesus hangs on the cross. Our God, three in one, is all there together.
当主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，三位一体的神都在那里与他同在。
There is no separation.
没有分离。
Amen. That's a misinterpretation.
所以是很多人的误会。
Because how come Jesus says to the, because you can defeat, you can undo this misunderstanding through Scripture alone.
所以耶稣说，你必须要在看到经文的时候来解除这个误会。
Because in the same story, we find that Jesus says to the criminal, today you will be with me in paradise.
因为还有不同的经文也是在这个时候，当时他对旁边的罪犯，耶稣对旁边的罪犯说，
how can,
今天你跟我在乐园里了。
How can Jesus be in paradise if God is turned away from him?
如果我们的父神真的是掩面不看他的话，那耶稣怎么还称你跟我在乐园里了呢？
I haven't got it in the slide, but that was Luke 23 verse 43.
那个经文没在这里哦，但是路加福音二十三章的经文。
And then a few verses down in Luke 23:46, what did Jesus say?
然后接下来了路加福音的二十三章四十六节，耶稣说什么
？Into your hands I commit my spirit. Whose hand?
我把我的灵交在你的手中，谁的手
？If the Father turned away from Jesus, how come Jesus say?Into your hand, I commit my spirit.
如果我们的父神都已经掩面不看耶稣了，那耶稣怎么会说我把我的生命交在你的手中呢？
So there is no separation.
其实根本就没分离。
The Father has not turned away from Jesus.
父神根本就没有离开过耶稣。
That's a misunderstanding.
这是一个误解。
The Father has never left Jesus.
父神从来没有离开过主耶稣。
The Father didn't just be in heaven and say, "Let my son suffer. Let me turn away. Holy Spirit, come."
圣灵可我们的神在天上可没有说
the Son now
让我儿子受苦吧
Let me turn away.
你看他满身的罪恶我们都不要理他了圣灵过来我们先走
Now that's fundamentally separating the Trinity.
这是在把三位一体拆开来看
The Trinity does everything together.
三位一体从来没分开过做什么都在一起的
Amen. The Father never separated.
所以父神从来没离开过
And that's why John chapter 16 verse 32 says,
所以约翰福音十六章三十二节说
Jesus said to the disciple, yet I cannot, yet I am not alone.
耶稣对他的门徒说我不孤单
Because the Father is with me.
因为父神一直跟我在一起
The Father has always been with him.
因为父神一直和主耶稣在一起
Even on the cross.
就算是在十字架上的时候
So what does this actually mean?
那这个对我们来说什么意思
BecauseJesus is quoting Psalm 22.
因为耶稣他其实当时引用的是诗篇22篇。
Let's look at Psalm 22.
我们来看看诗篇22篇。
Verse 2-3. Oh my God, I cry, sorry, the Psalm, verse 1. Psalm 22 verse 1.
第一节。
my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groan.
他引用的是我的神我的神为什么离弃我。为什么远离不救我不听我的声音
Notice the first line is what Jesus said.
看到前半句就是主耶稣所说的话
Because in the Jewish tradition,
因为在犹太的文化传统中
whenever you want to quote a book,
当你要引用一本书的时候
for example, Book of Genesis,
你要引用创世纪的时候
the Jewish people call it in the beginning.
那犹太人就会说太初
Why is it called in the beginning?
他为什么说最开始
Because those are the first few words in the book.
因为就是当时经文就这么写的
You will find that the Old Testament, every single book is named by the first few words.
你会发现旧约他们所有的那些标题书的标题都是刚开场白的几个字眼
Because they did not havechapters and verses.
因为那个时候的他们是没有分章啊分节。
If Jesus wanted to quote Psalm 22 like us on the cross, he would have been said Psalm 22, Psalm chapter 22, verse 1.
那如果当时的主耶稣能够像新约的我们这样，我们可以这样直接引用，说是来自于诗篇二十二篇，他会这么说的。
That's what he would have said.
他就会这样说。
But because there were no chapters and verses.
但是当时那个年代还没有什么章什么节的。
Jesus is basically saying, what you are seeing is the fulfillment of Psalm chapter 22.
所以耶稣 基督所讲这句话的目的是让你们知道，像他所有前面的人都知道，我在引用诗篇22篇这个经文。
And so everybody, when they were looking at him, when he cried out, Psalm 22.
所以当别人看见他的十字架的时候，他就好像是在大喊说，诗篇22篇。
And then suddenly those who memorized Psalm 22,They could see Psalm 22 being fulfilled.
所以那个时候底下的人就突然能够明白，原来是诗篇二十二篇被成就了。
So what does Psalm 22 say?
那诗篇二十二篇讲什么？
Let's look at a few verses in order to understand what Psalm 22 really says.
那我们来多看几节上面的经节，来看看到底二十二讲什么。
Verse 2 to 3 says, Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night,I find no rest.
我的神啊，我白日呼求，你不应允；夜间呼求，也不得安宁。
In other words, the first three verses was somebody in pain.
所以前面三节都能看到是一个痛苦人的身影。
And it felt like God is not with them.
感觉自己自以为神。
How many of us, when we are desperate, when we cry out to God, it seems like He's not there?
当我们自己在迫切的光景当中的时候，我们是不是这样子的呼求，呼求的好像神都不理我们，跟我们不同在了一样？
Just like a child, when you are hurt, Mom, Dad, where are you?
就像一个小朋友啊，他们如果觉得受了伤害的话，他们就会怪他的父母，你们当时在哪里？
Those of you who are mothers and fathers, isn't that what your children does? When they cry, it doesn't matter when you're far away.They expect you to be there.
你们当过父母的人就知道，你的孩子一哭了，不管你在几百米之外，他们是希望你立刻马上就到我面前来。
So what this is, the psalmist is crying out, God, I'm suffering. Where are you?
所以二十二篇这里面是在讲，主啊，我在受苦，你在哪？
That doesn't mean God is not there.
但是这完全不是在说父神就不在那里。
It's the cry of the heart.
是只是里头的一种痛苦的呻吟而已。
God, where are you?
神在说，耶稣在说，神啊，你在哪里？
And all Jesus is saying, just like the psalmist, I'm suffering.
所以主耶稣其实想表达的就是，我在受苦，我痛苦。
Hanging on the cross, I am suffering.
我现在在十字架上，我很痛苦。
I'm in a lot of pain.
我现在好疼。
Just like the psalmist.
就像诗篇的那种呼求。
My God, my God, where are you?
我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？你在哪里？
And it feels like God has forsaken you.
你感觉神已经离弃你了。
But it's not a fact.
但其实不是事实。
The fact is, the Father is there.
事实就是你的父神就在那里。
That's why Jesus is able to say, I commit my spirit in your hands.
所以主耶稣才会说，我把我的灵交在你的手里。
So Jesus is merely expressing.
所以耶稣只是在表达那种痛苦的感受。
And fulfilling what Psalm 22 is trying to convey.
然后来成就诗篇二十二篇想表达的同
样的意思。The psalmist is in a lot of pain.
因为这个写诗篇的当时的诗人就是这种感觉，他们也是在受苦当中。
And he's looking towards God.
所以他当时就在仰望神。
Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. By night, I find no rest.
主啊，我白日呼求你不应许，夜间呼求也不得安宁。
That's how it feels like.
这就是那个诗人当时的感受。
But then, verse 3,
第三节
gives the answer.
给了一个答案。
And yet.You are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel.
但是你是神圣的，是以以色列的赞美为宝座。
In other words, Jesus hang on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? You quote the rest of the verse. But Father, you are still with me.
所以主耶稣其实也是同样的意思，虽然他前面在讲我的神呢，我的神呢，为什么要离开我，可是继续的他就会说，其实你跟我同在。
You're still in control.
你仍然是在掌权。
You're still in charge.
你仍然是在管辖。
Because you're on the throne.
因为你还在宝座上。
Hallelujah. As long as our God is on the throne, He is in charge.
只要我们的父神还在宝座上，他就是那掌权的。
And that's what the psalmist is saying. Yet, you are holy. You are unchanging.You are good. You are God.
这也就是为什么。
And you are in charge.
这就是为什么诗篇的诗人也是这样说的。但是你是神圣的，你是良善的，你是掌权的。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
Because he says in verse 4, In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you deliver them.
因为第四节他继续说，我们的祖宗依靠你，他们依靠你，你解救了他们。
Jesus is basically saying, Father,Just like Abraham, just like Isaac, just like my forefathers, they trusted you, And you've always delivered them.
所以主耶稣同时他也是在这样的祷告说，就像我的祖宗亚伯拉罕，像雅各，像以撒，他们都依靠了你，他们你都解救了他们。
Even when I'm hanging on the cross, you will deliver me.
就算此刻我现在挂在十字架上，你也会解救我。
Now that is not a language of separation. That is a language of confidence in God, faith in God.
这不是一个被离弃的祷告，这是一个对神很有确信的、很确知神的祷告。
Verse 5, to you they cried and were rescued, and in you they trusted.And were not put to shame.
第五节，他们哀求你就蒙解救，他们依靠你就不羞愧。
That's what Jesus was saying.
这才是主耶稣当时在十字架上的祷告。
Amen. When he was hanging on the cross,
当他挂在十字架上
，God, this is very painful.
他跟神说：“主啊，真的好疼。
I am suffering.
我在受苦。
It feels like you are not here.
我觉得你根本就听不到了。
But you are here.
但其实你在。
You are on the throne.
你就在宝座上。
And Israel trusted you.
我的祖宗以色列都依靠了你。
And you've always delivered them.
你总是解救了他们的。
And then when you carry on reading Psalm 22, you see the psalmist ending with such joy and victory.
然后你如果继续把二十二篇全部读完，你会发现他结束的时候是得胜和喜乐的。
And it becomes a testimony that the psalmist will say to the world.That God is good.
所以变成了一个非常好的见证。当时世人可以对向世人宣告，我的神是这么良善。
Isn't that what happened afterwards for Jesus?
跟耶稣的故事是不是一样
？That his cross became the gospel.
最后他的十字架竟然成为了福音。
And it became his testimony.
成为了十字架成为他的见证。
And it spread throughout the world.
然后就传遍了整个世界。
Like the psalmist said, "Declare to my brothers."
就像诗篇所说的，让我的弟兄们都知道。
That's what Jesus really meant. That's what the gospel really meant when he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这就是为什么主耶稣刚开始一直说我的神，我的神，为什么离开我的这个原
因。It is a cry of pain and suffering.
是在因为痛苦中间的呻吟。
But it is also a cry of victory.
但是也是一个得胜中的祷告。
It is not a separation of the Trinity.
不是从父神分开。
It is not God turning his back on Jesus.
也没有说父神掩面不看主耶稣。
And if God can turn his back on Jesus, he can turn his back on us.
如果神真的是一个可以掩面不看主耶稣的，那他今天也可以掩面不看我们呢。
But he didn't.
当然他不是这样。
And so he won't.Turn his back on us either.
所以你就可以放心了，主肯定也不会掩面不看你我。
We can also say, "Into your hands I commit my soul."
所以我们也可以这样对主说，我们把我们的灵魂交托在你的主手中。
We can also say, "I am not alone; the Father is with me."
我们也可以很自信的说，我不是孤独的，因为我的父神与我同在。
We can also say, "We are going to paradise."
我们也可以说，跟我一起来乐园吧。
Amen. And so the cross.Is where we find our identity.
所以十字架才是我们真的找到我们的身份的地方。
Because every Christian has to understand what the cross really means to them.
每个基督徒都必须要了解到十字架到底意味什么。
And our identity has your old identity have to be forsaken.
你的旧的身份必须要被放弃掉。
Your old self has died.
你的老我已经死了。
And we must take up a new identity.
我们需要拿到一个新的身份。
Now, the identity of a group of people usually is when the group of people have a shared common experience.
那我们说在一个群体里面有一个同样的身份，是因为在这个群体里面我们都有同样的经历和同样得到身份的经历。
If everybody had the same experience,They have a new identity.
如果我们都有同样的这样的经历，对神的经历，我们就有同样的身份。
Amen. That's why you have different groups who have gone through different experience.
所以你会发现你们自己有自己的群体，因为你们这个群体聚在一起是有原因的，是因为你们自己有相同的经历。
And so Israel, their identity is found in the desert.
所以以色列当时他们的身份就是在旷野里面生成的。
Their identity is because they all went to the wilderness for 40 years.
因为他们都有同在旷野里面待过40天的经历。
And it is those that experience that forged them into a unique people.
就是因为在40天在旷野里面的经历，让他们成为了他们的一个唯一独一的民族。
And so as a Christian,
所以作为基督徒来说
We need to find our new identity.
我们也要找到我们的新身份。
And our identity, we all share one common identity.
那我们呢，也都有一个相同的身份。
We share one common experience.
有一个相同的经历在我们当中。
And that is Christ crucified.
那就是主耶稣钉了十字架。
We all become a Christian because of what Christ has done on the cross.
我们都成为基督徒，因为我们看见主耶稣在十字架上的工作。
Because the cross has made it possible for us to become Christians.
因为十字架的原因，才让我们今天能够跟随
主。And so, if every person accept Christ crucified, that means we share a common experience.
如果每个人都看见了主耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲的话，
Amen.
我们就有同样的身份。
So therefore, we all share the same identity.
所以今天我们的属灵身份都是一样的。
But how can you share that if you don't understand what the cross really meant for you?
但是如果你自己都搞不清楚十字架到底做了什么的话，那你又怎么在这个新身份里面
呢？ And if you don't understand what the cross has done for you, then you don't understand what the power and the blessing is in the cross.
如果你都不知道主耶稣在十字架到底做了什么的话，你又怎么去拿到这样的祝福在神里面呢？和能力。
And so Easter tells us, hey, every year it reminds us.Christ died for us, and He was resurrected. What does that mean to us?
所以每年一到复活节的时候，我们就再次得到提醒说，神为我们受苦，死了又复活了，到底意味什么？
And that is why we need to spend time with the Holy Spirit, and we need to listen to good teaching, and we need to meditate, read the Scripture, and understand.Wow, is that what Jesus did for me?
所以我们才需要跟圣灵有祷告，有沟通，有去得到一个正确的教导，也自己看经文，我们才突然能够有这样的启示，十字架到底意味什么。
And when you understand your new identity,
当你真的认识到你自己的新身份的时候，
then you walk in His blessing.
你就走在主的祝福当中，
then you walk in His power.
你就走在他的大能当中。
Look at these words that we finished with these few verses.That Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1.
我们看看保罗在哥林多前书二章一到二节是什么。
Let's read them before we close. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Being a Christian, coming to church is nothing to do with how rich you are, how poor you are, who you are, what color you are.
所以今天你来到教会里面，成为了主的一个信徒、跟随者，跟你的像信仰啊，有多少钱呐、啊，皮肤颜色是什么样啊，完全都无关。身份怎么样
？Nothing to do with whether you've been to Bible college, got a master degree or PhD.
不管你的学历是怎么样啊，学没学过神学啊，这些都不重要。
And it all, but Paul is saying has nothing to do with that.
保罗说了，跟这些都没有关系。
All it has to do is.
只需要知道。
Do you know?
只需要知道，然后你要问自己哦，你知不知道
？Crucified for you.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Do you really know?
你真的知道吗
？That Jesus has been crucified for you.
耶稣基督为你钉的十字架。
In verse 3, he says, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear, much trembling. My speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom."But in the demonstration of the spirit and of power.
第三节，我在你们那里时又软弱又惧怕又战战兢兢。我所说的话讲的道不是用委婉智慧的言语，而是用圣灵的大能来证明。
Is it amazing that Paul went to the Corinthian people? He didn't wave around his PhD.
你有没有发现保罗去到哥林多教会，他没有跟别人说你看哦，我有博士学位哦。
He didn't say I'm one of the best Pharisees, I'm best scholar.
他没有跟他说我是最好的学者，是法利赛人中的法利赛人哦。
What did Paul do?
他说的是什么？
He demonstrated the power of God.
他直接展示圣灵的大能来证明。
And everybody go, wow.
所有的人都看很吃惊。
How did that happen?
说这是怎么发生的？
And that is why we need to demonstrate the power of God.
同样，我们在人跟人去传福音，也是以圣灵的大能来证
明。Because if we can demonstrate the power of God, then we can demonstrate that the resurrected Christ is with me.
如果我能够以圣灵的大能来证明，我就可以证明说耶稣基督复活的主在我里面。
If you can demonstrate the power of God, that means you have that means you understood.What Jesus did on the cross.
如果你能够以圣灵的大能来证明，就证明你已经明白了耶稣基督在十字架上的工作。
Because it's not just salvation; it includes power, it includes the power, relationship with the Holy Spirit.
所以不光讲的只是一个得救这件事情而已，这也包括了大能，包括了神借着大能在你里面做什么。
Because that's what Paul did.
这就是保罗所证明的。
Paul came from a tradition.
保罗是从传统出来的。
He was so well educated.
他本来是很有文化，很有学
问。But he said that is not what I am about.
但他在讲，我今天不用这个东西来夸口。
That's not what transformed me.
不是因为我有学问这个东西让我今天能成为这样。
That's not my identity.
这不是我的新身份。
My identity is not because I'm a Pharisee with double first from Oxford.
我说的我今天的是个新身份，不是因为我是法利赛人中间的所谓牛津剑桥大学。
My identity is not about how much money do I have.
我今天的新身份也不是说跟你炫耀我都有钱。
Here you see it. You see the sick being healed, the demons being cast out. There is power in my life.
你看到那病的得医治，你看到那鬼被赶出来，你看到圣灵的大能。
How does that happen?
这是怎么发生的？
Because the resurrected Christ is with me.
因为那叫人复活的主在我里面。
How can that happen?
是怎么发生的？
Because my identity is in Christ crucified.
因为我的身份就是耶稣并他钉十字架。
That's why Christianity doesn't work for a lot of Christians.
这是为什么在很多信徒里面他们说这个基督教不管用。
Because your faith is in your wisdom. Your faith is in your ability. Not on the cross.
因为你不管用的原因是因为你的信心是建立在你自己的智慧和你自己的能力上面。
Amen. When you come into church, you should realize you have a new identity.
所以你在教会当中你要认识到我是有一个新身份的人。
Christ is crucified.
因为是耶稣并他钉十字架。
Amen. That is when we understand that identity.
当我们看清楚自己的身份时，
then we can unlock the power of God.
我们就能够打开圣灵的大能了。
And that is what I want to strive for.
这是一直是我的目标。
That's what I want to testify.
这也是我想见证的。
And that's what you should also do.
你也如此。
We should live the life that God has given us.
我们应该是活出主耶稣给的生
命。And take on this identity.
然后拿着这个新身份。
The reason why the power of God is working.
圣灵的大能之所以管用，
It's because Christ is indeed crucified.
因为耶稣真的是在十字架上的。
Amen. And see, the verse 5 said that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet amongst the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age, or of the ruler of this age.Who are doomed to pass away.
五到六节，我要使你们的信不靠着人的智慧，而是靠着神的大能。然而在成熟的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是今世的智慧，也不是今世有权有位将要灭亡的人的智慧。
You see, the power that I'm talking about is not just in signs and wonders. It is in everyday life.
所以他在讲，我跟你们说的大能不是只是那种很伟大的神迹，
It is God,
而是我每天的生活。
It is God being with you.
是每天的生活经历。
It is working things out with God.
是跟神之间真的处理到了所有的东西。
It is allowing God to be involved in your life so that He can demonstrate the power. He can demonstrate wisdom in your life.
因为神真的在你的里面，在你的生命当中，所以他在你的生命里面可以彰显这些智慧和大能。
You see, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
if we are stuck in life, if we've got a difficulty,
如果我们在生命中碰到困难的时候。
One of the things you can access to is God.
你可以一直进入的就是神的同在。
The power of God.
神的大能。
God can help you.
神可以跟你一起。
God can deliver you.
可以释放你。
And if it doesn't work,
如果你觉得不管用
then we need to work harder to find out how I can make it work.
那你就更加要去学习，要去了解，然后知道为什么不管用，然后怎么能用。
Amen?And that is why Paul said to the mature.
这是为什么保罗才说要在成熟的人
中。He's talking to us.
他指的是成熟的人。
To the ones who know Christ a long time.
是指那真认识主耶稣的人。
We must be imparted with wisdom.
我们里面必须是有神的智慧。
What wisdom is he talking about?
他讲的智慧是什么？
What does Christ crucified mean to you and me?
是主耶稣基督和他十字架，这个到底对你意味着什么的智慧？
Because the more we understand,
因为你越看清楚的这点，
the more power we can release into our daily lives.
你就更在你的每日的生活中间都能看到神的大能和智慧。
That power feels like this.
这个大能的感觉就这样。
God, I can feel that you are with me.
主啊，我真知道你和我同在。
I can feel you in my bones.
我的骨头里都能感觉到你。
I can feel you beating in my heart.
我能够心脏都感觉到跟你一起跳。
Lord, I can feel you in my senses.
我能感受到你，在我的五官里都能感受到你。
Man, God is walking with you.
因为神就在你里面。
That's the living power of God.
这是一个活生生的大能在你里面。
People cannot encounter Jesus.
没有人可以学着模仿。
But when they encounter you,
但人不是真的见到耶稣，但当他看到你，就如同见到耶稣。
They can encounter Jesus.
他们就如同见到了。
Hallelujah. And that's why finally he said, "But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, or if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory."
我们讲的是从前隐藏的神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定我们，使我们得荣耀的那个智慧。这个智慧，今世有权有位的人没有一个知道。若知道，他们就不会把荣耀的主钉在十字架上
了。You know there is somebody that has been crying out, screaming, and regretting for the last 2,000 years.
你知道有人他们一直是在后悔的不得了，咬牙切齿的后悔两千年前的事情。
Now and then you can hear him cry, "If only I know."
你知道那个神是谁吗？他现在还在后悔说，如果我当年要是知道。
Now and then you can hear,
然后你可以知道那种特别后悔、悔
到肠子都青。Crying with regret.
特别后悔是谁
？That's the devil.
魔鬼。
If only he knew.
如果他真当时两千年前就知道这么回事。
That crucifying Jesus.
知道原来钉耶稣在十字架上。
Ends up giving us a new identity.
反倒还帮了倒忙，还让我们有了一个新身份的话。
It ends up giving us power in life.
反倒还让我们的生命中得到那大能和智慧的话。
He would never done it.
那他早知道肯定不干这种事情。
Amen. It rendered his deception powerless.
让他更加觉得他没有能力了。
Amen. The devil's got no teeth, no claw anymore.
现在真正的这个魔鬼是又没有牙齿，又没有爪。
All he has is a big mouth.
他就只有一张大嘴了。
And a big voice.
还有一个很大的声音。
And that is why we can say, "Be quiet in Jesus' name."
所以你现在可以对魔鬼说，你闭嘴，奉耶稣的名。
And that is because we have a new identity.
因为我们已经有了新的身份。
Christ crucified.
是耶稣钉在十字架上，让我们
知道。Father, we thank you that.This Easter, Lord, that you will remind us.
哇，我们谢谢你在今年的复活节再次提醒我们。
That when you cry out those words,
当你这样子哭求父神的
时候， Father has always been with, was with you.
父神从头到尾都跟你同在。
He's never left you.
从来没有离开过你。
Neither will he leave us.
也知道你今天不会离开我。
But it is a cry of pain and suffering.
而是像当时在痛苦中的一个呼求。
And so we can identify with that.
主啊，今天我们有这样的共鸣。
Sometimes we are feel like that ourselves.
今天我们也同样有这样的经历。
And Father, I just pray, Lord, there's anyone here.
所以主啊，我们祷告，今天我们当中
who may feel like that.
也有同样经历的人。
That we you encourage us.
主啊，你今天来鼓励我们。
And the Father is with us.
知道父神，你真与我们同在。
No matter how difficult life situation is.
不管生命到底有多么。不容易。
Our Father has not forsaken us.
我们的父神都从来没离开过我们，一直与我们同在。
So I thank you, Lord, that you have such a that the cross has revealed such a great heart that you have.
主啊，我们谢谢你，借着十字架，让我们启示到我们看到你如此的心。
That we could see that Jesus has paid such a big price.
让我们看到你付了这么大的代价。
All because Father, you love us.
都是因为父神你爱我们。
And if you love us so much,
因为你如此这样的爱我们。
You will take care of our lives today.
你会照顾和关心我们的每一天。
So Father, today we can also cry out.
主啊，今天我们也同样的向你呼求。
Lord, where are you?
主啊，你在哪里？
And you will reply.
然后你会如此回答。
Your own way.
你按你的方式。
I'm right here.
我就在这里。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名，
we thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们一起。
诸天述说天父的荣耀，穹苍瞻仰奇妙的作为，张开双手，万物的宝主，真你是我们的神，我们的神坐在宝座上，圣殿充满荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神，我们尊崇圣洁荣耀尊贵能力都归于你。诸天述说，诸天述说
天父的荣耀，穹苍瞻仰奇妙的作为，
张开双手，
万物的帮助，
万后传扬，你是我们的神，我们的神坐在宝座上，圣殿充满全能的神，
我们尊崇你圣洁荣耀，
荣归能力都归于我们的神，我们的神
坐在宝座上，圣殿充满
荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神，
我们尊崇你圣洁荣耀
尊贵能力
都归于
我们的神，
我们的神坐在宝座上，
充满荣耀，万民敬拜全能的神，
我们尊崇你圣洁荣耀尊贵
但你
都归
你，你说话，
你说话，祈求的生命万物齐唱，哈利路亚，神在神在神在，
你说话，
你说话，灵的救你
Yes Lord，
救的生命万物齐唱，哈利路亚，神在神在神在，
我们的手，
我们的手坐在宝座上，圣洁充满
神，我们。 高举他
荣耀，万必击败全能的手，我们正说你圣洁荣耀
真贵要一度
归于
我们的神，
我们的神
坐在宝座上，
圣殿充满
荣耀，万里祭
拜
全能的神，
我们称颂你圣洁荣耀
真贵，Your Majesty,
I cannot bow, I lay my all before you now. In royal robes, I don't deserve, I live to serve Your Majesty.
I just pray for every person here today and online.
主啊，我为我们今天当中的每一个人，还有线上的人祷告。
In the days towards Easter and during Easter, may we fully understand.
在复活节的期间，让我们真的能明白。
And may you reveal to us.
让你来启示我们。
What we need to know.
我们真的要知道的那些。
What you did for us.
和你关乎于你对我们做了什么。
That your death on the cross.
关乎于你的死。
Your suffering.
关乎于你的受苦
was all for our benefit,
都是为了我们的益处
and that your resurrection
还有你的复活
was also for us,
为的都是我们
so today, O God,
所以今天我们
as a church,
作为教会
and as an individual believer,
也作为我们个人的跟随者
I declare,
我们今天宣告
that your cross,
你的十字架
is my cross,
是我的十字架
and that your death,
你的死
is my death,
就是我的死
and that your resurrection,
你的复活
is my resurrection,
就是我的复活
and we can only say, thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你
Thank you.
谢谢主
And in this Easter, I will remember.
在这个复活节期间，我会记住。
And I will say thank you.
我要谢谢你，主啊。
And we say thank you, Father.
主啊，我们谢谢你，父神，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
主啊，谢谢你，圣灵。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果需要祷告的话，请到前面来。
Thank you for the cross, the mighty cross.That God Himself should die for such as us. And every day we're changing to your image more and more. Yes, by the cross we've truly been transformed. And we're so amazed. We give you at such a cost, and we're so